Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930 WBEN. I'm Randy Bushover. The show is designed to shine a spotlight on local business as a driving force in our lives. And if there's a local business or service you'd like to see featured on the program, send me an email at randy.bushover@entercom.com. With me is Joe Khoury, who is co-owner of Rachel's. And Joe, not just one, but there are a number of locations for Rachel's, right?
That's correct. We are currently up to five locations in our area.
And kind of spread out through Western New York or just the greater Buffalo area?
No, it's spread out through Western New York, if you will, to cover the suburbs and from the north to the south towns. We haven't quite went too north, beyond Amherst, but, we're a growing company and we hope to keep growing.
And for those who may not be familiar, the cuisine, or how do you present what you have?
So our cuisine is called Mediterranean, which ties into the healthiest line of food on earth, according to doctor's studies. And the menu features numerous vegetables, fresh, of course. That's our slogan, is everyday fresh. We wanted to, along with being lightning speed going through our line, wanted to introduce the fast casual food to the area, along with being very, very tasty. So any protein you're going to choose from ours, be it the grilled chicken, the steak that we use, very high quality meats, they're always grilled. So you really got to try hard not to eat healthy at Rachel's Mediterranean.
Now, when you walk in, are you actually sitting down at a table getting a menu, or do you actually see everything in front of you and get to kind of pick and choose what you'd like?
No, you see everything in front of you, including the grilling process to show the freshness of everything. You start at the beginning. You don't sit, but by the time you're done with the line, choosing all your nutrients, if you will, your sauces, your proteins, by the time you finish, you pay for your food, you're ready to eat instead of waiting for your typical restaurants.
Now, I mentioned that you were co-owner off the top. I should say that you're co-owner with your brother George. I'm sorry, brother Gene.
Yes.
And how is that going? You have any problems? Are you guys pretty much see eye to eye on everything?
I don't want to sound too cliche, but I couldn't ask for a better partner. And as you know, partnerships are very difficult. To stay strong, but we're going strong, and I wouldn't have any other partner in the world.
The other thing that comes to mind is that you must have had some grounding in this business before, or some interest, or what was it that sparked your interest? Maybe that's the better way to come at this.
So when we initially started, the response to the product was just tremendous. I can tell from the business intuition that's inside me. From the look on the faces of our customers, I said, "This is wonderful." And then, as we kept going, we realized that we not only have a great tasting product, but we have some of the healthiest food in the world. It's time to grow and introduce it to many more people per day, and that's when my brother and I kind of sat down and figured out a process on how to implement a new process to feed many more on a daily basis. And I think we've accomplished that, and hopefully we keep growing.
So this started with what first location?
So in Williamsville is where we were born, if you will, the business end of it, in a humble building in Williamsville, across from Williamsville South High School. We started all as a family, and my brother and I, once we recognized the success, we grew it to the level it's at now, and hopefully bigger.
I was going to say, then it must be some expansion plans. If you've already got five, you could certainly stand to perhaps get a little bigger.
Yeah, definitely. It's already in the plans to keep growing, obviously within our means, and who knows what the future has.
Talking to co-owner Joe Curry, who along with his brother Gene are the owners of Rachel's. They have the five locations throughout the Buffalo area, as he mentioned. And you also have a pretty interesting tie-in with the Buffalo Bills, a nice relationship you got going there.
Yeah, that's correct. We just became a we have a corporate sponsorship with the Buffalo Bills, and one of their being one of their partners, very proud to be. We know what the team means to Western New York and to us as well. We're fans as well. That relationship started with, you know, a few players stopping into our McKinley location, and one thing led to another. I think one of them might have recommended it to a luncheon catering that they do once a week at the facility at One Bills Drive, and, you know, they loved it when we dropped it off, and after you know, we got to meet the players, the coaches, and saw how they responded to this product. It seemed to be a perfect fit, you know, professional athlete to very nutritious food. It passed the nutritional standards right away.
Yeah, I was going to say that's something that they're very particular about is what they put into the players, especially when they're getting ready for the season and during the season. So that really speaks to the quality of the food and the type of food that you have.
And you said it right, especially in season. They're always looking to, you know, cover all the bases nutrition-wise. I was in the facility myself once or twice, and I was reading kind of the postcards they have on the tables is kind of a guide constantly reminding the players on what to stay away from and what to you know, gauge their diet towards. And I couldn't help but smile because everything that they preached them to eat, we offered, and that's what we had dropped off to the T. And having that they absolutely loved it was just a wonderful bonus.
And I understand that not only did you share ideas on food, but also the values that the organization are trying to put out there too seem like they would be tailor-made to go along with what you guys are trying to put forth at Rachel's.
Absolutely. We felt like we shared the same type of values, especially with this regime, which I hope they're tenured for a long time here.
And you mentioned catering. Is that something that obviously you do, but more than just the Bills, as you can do what size parties?
So we've done any size from 12 to a 500-person order. We really don't have any minimums or maximum, you know, if you will. We do it on a daily basis. We do drop-off catering, and we go all over the city, including areas that we don't have locations at, like from Lewiston to Boston, New York, and everything in between. We'll get it to you and drop it off. And the catering end of it, really, I'm starting to see residential as well, which makes me excited. You know, your graduation parties, your 16-year-old birthday party, if you will, that, you know, nothing against other types of food, but it gets me excited when children and families are eating healthier and tastier food. The secret is to make it so that they don't know they're eating healthy. A lot of times when you're trying to eat healthy and you know you have those shakes that are all green, you know, you wish they taste like ice cream, but we all know the results. With our food, I feel like it's a perfect marriage between taste and nutrition.
Perfect. Now, I wanted to step back a little bit and talk about the staff and team building with the staff, because it sounds like that's something that's important to you too. How many people generally do you have at each of the buildings, or are they all pretty much the same?
They're all almost the same, you know, give or take some of the seasonal. Being at UB, at one of the locations, it's kind of a seasonal location, but give or take 10 to 15 per location, and some office employees now that we've hired. So we have quite a bit on our team that we're very proud to have. We have very little turnover between you and I, in a fast casual, you know, restaurant business. That's rare to hear. You know, hopefully that's a compliment to management and how they're being treated. But I can't be thankful enough to have every single one of our team members, you know, helping us out, and kind of be proud of this new company, this growing up and coming company, You ask any one of them, they're just so proud to be part of the team and proud to have them.
Yeah, and I want to take you back to toward the beginning of the interview. We talked a little bit about the relationship between yourself and your brother and how you guys got started. But what was it initially that gave you the idea that this is what I want to do for a living, is to run restaurants and keep people fed, keep people happy?
So I think when you're looking for what you do best, I mean, speaking about myself, I just wanted to find what I do best. And when, again, based on the reaction of the consumers, when I saw their reaction, I said, we need to, you know, concentrate on what we do best and provide it to many more people. And I believe that our process has done that. I wanted to mention also that we're gauging towards environmental friendly disposables, because we don't use any we don't use any plates, any real plates or silverware, but we're currently using, you know, biodegradable bowls, lids, forks, knives, napkins, even. To give back not just the nutrition to the public and this beautiful area of ours, but to the environment as well. That's huge with us, because we're trending in a positive way towards the health aspect of things, so why not give back to the earth as well?
Yeah, and let me ask, and if it's a little too inside, let me know. Does that actually cost more? Is that in some instances it might be considered cost prohibitive to go that way, to specialize in things that are more biodegradable rather than just buy bulk whatever you have for napkins and so forth?
So I'm glad you asked that question. It's definitely not too inside information. I'd love to share that. It's definitely a lot more expensive, along with some of the products that we offer are also more. So even if it cuts into our profitability, as long as the company is growing, we're proud to do that. But yes, it is more costly for sure, and I think that's why few and far in between go that route.
Yeah, I would think. Joe, any final comments, any final things you wanted to put out there about Rachel's and how you guys are doing?
I just want to say that, you know, I want to thank the community. I love to give back in any which way, shape, or form. I'd love to thank all the Rachel's fans out there, and thank you as well for having us. And I hope we're a team for a long time.
Well, Joe, pleasure to have you, and continued success.
Thank you very much.
Joe Curry, along with his brother Gene, co-owners of Rachel's with 5 locations in the Buffalo area. This is Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930 WBEN.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.